We're here pregame on the WCC Network. David Gentile with Santa Clara Baseball's Austin Reyes. And Austin, a couple weekends in the books for context. We are chatting here before the weekend series against Sacramento State. You guys are just coming off of facing Georgia. Tell me so far, through nine games in this point in the season, how you feel like 2020 is going for the Broncos?
Yeah, so far 2020 I think is going very well. We had a strong start, 5-0 to the season. And going into Georgia, one of the top teams in the country, I think it was a big proving ground for us. And I thought we played really well over the weekend. And, you know, even though we may have dropped three of the games, I think it was a big learning point, not only individually, but, you know, as a team collectively.
You take on a team of that caliber, and it's always important to see how you match up against the best of the best early in the season. What did you learn about your group coming off of that Georgia series?
I learned that, yeah, exactly that. We can hang with the best of the best. Those games were, three of those games were very tight and very close, and we got to see them play, potentially see the number one pick in the draft pitch against us, and we were right there with them for a majority of the game. So just being able to realize, all right, like, we can hang with them, so, you know, don't stress about that.
You're coming back, fifth year here at Santa Clara. You're coming off of Tommy John surgery. What was the rehab process for you like, and where are you kind of at with your arm right now?
Yeah, the beginning of the rehab process is definitely the hardest part, the slowest part, just to get range of motion back and just to get back to throwing. But you take it one day at a time, attack it, and yeah, the rest pretty much just comes naturally. You start throwing again. Just really, really stick to it, stick to your plan during the rehab process, and everything will be good.
So you sustained that injury last year, and it leads to a situation where you're around the team, but you know you're not going to be playing. What did that help you notice about the game as a leader with this group?
I think it really helped me to just see everything that goes on in the field, you know, being in the dugout and watching countless games, and just really a big learning opportunity for me to see exactly what's going on in the games, whether that be good or bad. And I think it helped me reach out, especially to a lot of the younger guys who last year was their first season out on the field. Really helped me reach out to them, and I feel like help them grow as players, to tell them, hey, you know, maybe you should be here on this play instead of at second base. Just little things like that. And like I said, for me, it was a big learning opportunity for me, so I think that helped me grow as well.
And you go into last season thinking it'll be your final season of collegiate baseball. The way you described it to me when you found out you were going to have a fifth year was, it was like pressing a redo button on that senior season. What was that feeling like, knowing that now you get another shot to do it here in 2020?
Yeah, senior year in college, majority of people, I would say, get those senior year jitters. You don't know what's going to happen baseball-wise, or even, you know, life after college. But for me, definitely had those jitters. But once I found out I was going to come back, it was reassuring to me that, you know, okay, I've been there before. I've been in my last year of college before. I've been in my last season of baseball before. So for me, it has just allowed me to really live my last season stress-free and really enjoy, you know, what I have, and to really enjoy the last, you know, time with the team that I have, the time at this great university that I have. So mentally, I think for me, has really helped me be at ease.
We're talking with Austin Reyes here on the pregame show. I'm going to try something and put you on the spot. I sat down with Jason DeCochea earlier this year, said, what's something about you that maybe people don't know as much about? He told me about playing beach volleyball. So I pose that same question to you. What's something about you, Austin Reyes, that maybe not everybody knows about, whether it's a hobby, how you like to spend your time outside of the game? Is there something right away that comes to mind for you there?
Yeah, for me, it's definitely surfing. I mean, behind baseball, surfing is definitely my next favorite thing in the world to do. I just feel, you know, when I'm out in the water, it feels like, you know, I'm alone, or just it's a place to bring me back to, you know, I guess you could say inner peace. But just a really good time to relax and have fun, especially when you have, you know, good company with you out there doing it. But yeah, when I'm not on the field, I usually try to be out in the water.
Well, it's got to be pretty easy growing up in a beach town to be able to get into surfing. Yeah. Tell me how you got into it when you were younger.
So actually pretty much self-taught myself, not at a super young age, but around, I want to say freshman year of high school, you know, I'd be at the beach with my friends and I'd see people surfing out in the water. I'm like, I kind of want to do that. So I had an old board in the garage and I just decided to keep, you know, taking it out and trying to self-teach myself. And after the first wave, it's, you know, you just catch that fever. You don't want to stop. So I'd spend my summers and those early mornings before school, even though my mom told me not to, out in the water, just like I said, getting better every day. And it stuck with me.
Everybody who's been through surfing, you got to have a particularly good wipeout story. Was there one time when you really just ate it and thought, oh, man, and it kind of gives you that feeling and that fear a little bit?
Yeah, it wasn't one particular wipeout in general, but there was one day where it was pretty big, and me and former Bronco, Jake Brote, we were out surfing in Huntington Beach, and like I said, it was just really big, and, you know, we both suffered some pretty brutal wipeouts, but that adrenaline's going, so regardless of the wipeout, I mean, you're just having the time of your life.
Santa Clara's Austin Reyes, appreciate your time.
Thank you.
More of the pregame show coming up next on the WCC Network.